Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's our 5th, bring this back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Archie Chankute, Dr. Archie Chankute, the author of Built on Trust, a book that I still encourage you to find. Archie, is it still out there?
Oh, yes. It's on Amazon. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's on Amazon, and it's available.
Well, I thought it was. And folks, I mean, it's just an important book, and you'll thank me later when you get it for telling you about it. Archie, small businesses are kind of we're like almost perfect, you know. And one of the reasons why, and especially in the area of trust, and one of the reasons why, Archie, is we got nowhere to hide. We have no intimidation factor. We can't intimidate people to do business with us. If we mess up, we literally are naked on the ground. We got nowhere to hide. We're totally exposed. So even if we're not, it's not our nature to be trustworthy, we can't survive without performing on trust.
Yeah, that's right.
Big companies aren't like that. Yeah. They got lots of intimidation power. And they can hide. They can, if things don't go well, they can just kind of roll over everybody. But I don't think they're going to get away with that forever. And I'm wondering if you think that they're, if you're seeing that big companies are starting to understand that. What do you think?
Well, certainly, let's say certainly the large companies in the Silicon Valley have kind of stayed conscious of this. They're not perfect, but they don't try to hide in their size. And they really do want to build trust with their clients. So this, and I think in the automobile industry is another one that's becoming more transparent. You know,
I remember some of the software that Microsoft put out.
Yes.
That was just would drive people crazy, some of it.
Yeah.
And my employees would complain. I'd say, well, this is now you know why Bill Gates has to have a bodyguard.
Well yeah. Well, that's right. Not to single out.
That was a joke. That was almost a joke, but yeah, it's
that right. Practice is dangerous because, you know, it's a monopolistic, you know, well, our customers will fix it. So you don't want to do that to the extent, unless you absolutely have to, only to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
You really want, and then you want to reward, and again, this is not about that company, this is about anything. You want to reward people for helping you. I mean, if your people are coming back with complaints about a product, and the complaints are real, and the result of those complaints are you're able to be responsive, give something to those people.
Well, one of the areas though that I'm concerned about, and have been for some time now, is one of my mentors once said to me one time, we were talking about a relationship he had. He said that guy wants me to be his partner, but he doesn't want to be my partner.
Well, that's a very good way of putting it.
So big companies, a lot of big companies that I've done business with over the years, they want me to be their partner. They demand a partner performance out of me.
Yes.
But they didn't necessarily act like a partner to me.
That's correct.
And I polled people who do things not unlike what I do, meaning they have big business customers, and the numbers weren't good, Archie.
The trust
numbers for corporate America was not good. I'm not sure it's a lot better now.
I think that some are trying. Let's put it that way. And of course, we are exposed to the ones who are trying because they're phoning us. But it's obvious that they're not there. It's obvious that they're going to have to get there. And it's obvious that the reason they're going to have to get there is because everybody has this history of mistrust. We are vulnerable to feeling burned. And, boy, you don't forget that for a long, long time. So corporate America will have to continue on its trail of not hiding, Don't hide in the bureaucracy. Don't hide in the weeds.
Well, for one thing, technology is democratizing things and disrupting things.
Yes.
Look at what's happening to Macy's and Sears.
Yes, right.
See,
right.
And those companies, they've lost their way, and I think small business retailers will get an advantage from that.
Well, they should. I think they will too, if they take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
And
think of what some of these large online retail centers are giving to people.
Right.
They're thinking about people.
Mm-hmm.
They care about people.
Right. Archie, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you again for being here. Thanks for all you do for us. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Dr. Archie Chankute, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and what a smart guy. We love having him on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.